friendly man dressed in white pants and a button-down white shirt would stop the truck so that our bodies were perfectly aligned with the end of his back bumper. He would throw open the back door of the truck, which would then emit an aromatic cocktail of sugar, yeast, and butter. He pulled out wide, flat drawers and exposed an array of every flavor of pastry and donut imaginable, while steaming loaves of bread were seen tucked neatly in the center section of the truck. Hundreds of choices meant that time ticked slowly for the delivery man. He patiently waited as we gazed at the treasure trove sitting among us. The admonition to choose just one was an excruciatingly difficult task for two small children, even after my dad had picked out the perfect loaf of marbled rye bread and his usual jelly donut, we remained undecided. The selection was overwhelming, although any decision would have been perfect. Dad paid the tab while we slowly returned to the porch, nibbling our fare. As we savored each bite, we promised ourselves that next Saturday we would try a different pastry, in the gluttonous hope of eventually experiencing every offering. What if I were to purchase a pastry, walk inside the house, and place it on a shelf and leave it there? Ludicrous. Eventually, it would get stale, lose its flavor, be deemed unfit, and be subjected to the garbage can. The sole purpose of a donut is to tantalize taste buds, while causing feelings of dreaminess and pure delight. The sugar crash and additional cellulite come much later. All of us have gifts, talents that God wants us to share with others. While many of us desire to be great wives and mothers, we often squelch our talents and gifts as we assume that our selfish desires would be fed if we use these to benefit ourselves and others. In the utmost ragtag interpretation of Greek, God calls this ludicrous. His face beams with pride when we honor him by using the gifts he has given in order to help others and further his kingdom. There is a spring in his step when we are doing his will for our lives, and his penetrating smile lights up the heavens as he watches us commit to his purpose. Even though our bodies are made up of many parts, they work together for one good. We are the body of Christ, called to use our gifts and talents whenever we can. If you are musical, sing for others. If you are creative, design a flyer for your child's school. If you love helping with the elderly, volunteer at your local senior center. If you delight in home organization, come to my house. Dig deep. Discover that which brings you joy, the talent in which you delight. The Helms truck went